This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It is Monday. We're going to try to make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 6:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Welcome back.
It is good to be back. Your top story is flash flooding killing dozens. Headline changed, 50, 60. Latest is 82 people have perished. Dozens are still missing after these devastating floods hit the central Texas area. Kerr County, this is an area that Greg is familiar with. You've got some family that live not too far, right?
Yeah, actually a little east of there in Johnson City. It's called the Hill Country. And so, you know, Texas is so big, you have multiple, it's like multiple states. And this really is a hilly country, obviously. That's why they call it that. And, a lot of peaks, a lot of valleys. And when the water, well, in this case, it went up like 35 feet in, an hour and a half or something like that?
Yeah, something crazy like that.
Really high. So, yeah.
And it's one of those things that, you know, we can talk about it. We've seen movies. Very few people have probably experienced, anything of this level in terms of flash floods. So it is. It's almost hard to, put your head around the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you're talking just this massive amount of water. I guess it would be akin to maybe a tsunami in some ways.
Yeah, right.
Just a devastating amount of water covering a large territory. Do you recall from the story, how far away some of the original, this devastating level of rains had fallen, and where, these camps are and all that? I mean, were they sort of in the middle of all this, or was this, rain that was at a higher elevation, and then it comes surging down?
That's more the impression that I get. I haven't nailed that down. Hadn't thought about that part of it, but that's the impression that I got.
It just, it's scary, and they try to put out warnings. They do the best they can. Mm-hmm. Mother Nature can be unpredictable, and this is certainly one of those cases. Here's the, you look for the silver lining. Maybe they'll come up with a better idea and process of how you can warn people maybe further ahead of time. And also the silver lining is just the outstanding rescue efforts by regular people and by professionals.
Yeah.
That is, that's definitely a silver lining. And without that kind of help, these death tolls would certainly be a lot higher. So it would be even a worse tragedy than what the folks are dealing with now. Yeah, my heart goes out to them. Can you imagine? You drop your child off. I think there's one family had two kids. Well, it's probably a lot that did
several,
that. But you know, you drop your kids off at the summer camp there, and maybe you even went there. There was a CNN reporter that, as a kid, she went there.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, hey, you kids are going to have the best times, man. You're going to have these great memories. You're going to have things to talk about for years to come. You're going to make friendships. Some of them will last for a very long time. And instead, you get this. Rescuers apparently are still searching for at least 41 missing people. It's hard to get an exact number. A lot of people are like camping, visiting. So it's not like there's always a sort of a check-in for everything. But among them are 10 girls and one counselor from that Camp Mystic, the all-girls summer camp along the Guadalupe River that rose more than 20 feet in less than 2 hours during the peak of the flooding early on 4th of July. And there's still threats for more flooding. New rain has already started to swell some of the waterways in Kerr County.
Scary.
The sheriff locally there is warning about it. The governor, Greg Abbott, said flash flooding continues to pose a danger for several parts of Texas. More heavy rainfall is expected. It just absolutely, you're a devastating story. Camps filled with people, holiday weekend, you know, 4th of July when we, you know, when everybody should be celebrating this awesome nation that we've been really blessed to live in. And tragic things like this occur. But, you know, good things will be revealed. There'll be a silver lining, so to speak. But the devastation to the families, you just pray that they can somehow push forward and get through something like this and recover. I mean, it is just an unimaginable tragedy. And President Trump making sure the first responders in Central Texas have the federal assistance in the aftermath of these floods. He posted Truth Social, "I just signed a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas, to ensure our brave first responders immediately have the resources that they need." He said these families are enduring an unimaginable tragedy. Many lives lost, many still missing. The Trump administration continues to work closely with state and local leaders. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem on the ground yesterday. Governor Greg Abbott working hard to help the people of the great state. And incredible U.S. Coast Guard. They've made many great rescues. The state first responders and have saved more than 850 lives. And in all caps, he ends it with, you know, "God bless the families and God bless Texas." So, President doing everything in his power to give them the necessary resources. And then there's the naysayers.
I know where you're going.
The idiots. Yeah, I was watching some of Fox News last night, some to kind of catch up after being away for the weekend up in the mountains. And it's just incredible. I get it. A phrase was coined some time ago when Rahm Emanuel was working for Obama's chief of staff, you know, and he said, "You never let a good crisis go to waste." And unfortunately, the Democrats, many of them, they still subscribe to this kind of mentality. And they've come out of the woodwork and somehow trying to blame Doge or the president or any sort of cuts for this. Really? It created a flash flood of unbelievable proportions. And the old lie about, oh, there was only, you know, a few people, you know, that were working because, you know, he fired everybody or something like that. And a guy that I know Greg's been following for a while, Chris Martz, at an amateur weather follower, now he's completely a meteorologist. So he took that passion.
Yeah, he was still in school last time we had him on the show.
Yeah. Yep. And he says the flooding was inevitable. Remnants of the tropical storm Barry that made landfall in Mexico were absorbed into a broad retrograding upper-level low. Further destabilization of the lower atmosphere resulted in rotating convective vortex that stalled over Central Texas and dropped over 1.8 trillion gallons of rain on the Hill Country.
Wow.
1.8 trillion gallons.
Now, again, when you look at the terrain, it's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a level playing field, if you will.
He goes on to make sure people know that point number four, the rainfall and flooding were not unprecedented, and it had little to do with climate change. These areas are located on the floodplains of the Guadalupe River Valley. So a flooding there is expected. It's just this level, this devastation. Well, it's one of those things, you know, they might not get a flood like this for another 100 years or so. Wow. All right, we'll continue to follow that, obviously. We've got other things to talk about. Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to be visiting President Trump, and there's a whole lot more going on. Hey, don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. It is 6:16. We're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Monday, getting you back in the groove and trying to make it a good one. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, devastating flash floods. It hit Texas on the 4th of July. There are still rescue attempts, search and rescue being made. Death toll is at 82, and they still believe there is at least 41 people still missing. So, prayers for those folks dealing with all that, and prayers for the first responders that they'll be that will be able to give you some miraculous cases. There have already been really some spectacular rescues. Many, many people have been saved and rescued because of first responders, Coast Guard, and just regular folks pitching in as well. So there's a good side to these terrible tragedies, although it is hard to overcome the idea that 82 people are gone, and a lot of them are kids. So but we've got plenty of other things going on as well, and one of them is the fallout from this whole thing. Remember Trump had a lawsuit against like Paramount and CBS and, you know, election interference. And they were editing heavily, like interviews with Kamala Harris. And, well, they've decided to settle with the president. Well, apparently there's been some blowback and the lefties are going crazy.
Imagine that.
Paramount Global and CBS's eight-figure settlement to President Donald Trump has caused widespread outrage across the legal and journalism communities. Paramount Global and CBS agreed on Tuesday to settle Trump's $20 billion election interference lawsuit against the network. The lawsuit alleged CBS News deceitfully edited a 60 Minutes interview last year with then-Vice President Kamala Harris in order to make her appear more articulate ahead of Election Day. Many legal experts and Paramount's own attorneys insisted the lawsuit was meritless. But CBS parent company settled it anyway. It's widely believed that Paramount's controlling shareholder, Sherry Redstone, pushed for the settlement in hopes of paving the way for Trump's FCC to approve a long-planned merger with David Ellison's Skydance Media. CBS staffers are furious. And there have been extensive backlash from media watchdogs, journalism advocacy groups, liberal journalists, and even Democratic lawmakers. I'm not shocked by any of that.
None of it.
They got caught.
Yeah.
They got busted, and they can't stand it. And when you get caught doing this kind of stuff red-handed, and they make this, you know, huge payout, yeah, the people... People doing this kind of stuff don't want to be called out. They think they're doing, they're saving the world, they're saving the planet from the devious Donald Trump. Well, it's like, you know, how it works in a free country is you do it through, you know, elections. And that's how you win. But first you have to get good ideas that people are going to vote for. The only ideas that Democrats have is how bad they perceive Donald Trump to be and Republicans in general and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, case in point, this whole flooding thing. They've turned that around into being, oh, well, Doge cut a bunch of positions. You know, they need more weather data collection or whatever. They need this. They need that. And all that stuff has turned out to be not true, by the way.
Right. Yeah, they tried to say there were not enough meteorologists on staff. Yes, there were. There were actually more than normal. So it's like, yeah. False.
So the Democrats, if they're going to fail to come up with any good ideas, and all they have is tried to bash the Republicans and they have nothing, there's no substance there, I don't know what they're doing. But Senator Bernie Sanders issued a scathing statement. This is about the settlement.
Okay.
The settlement sets an extremely dangerous precedent in terms of both the First Amendment and government extortion. While Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat out of Oregon, accused Paramount of taking a bribe and threatened future federal charges. Former CNN anchor Jim Acosta, fan of the president's and vice versa, said that Paramount paid a shameful bribe to the president of the United States in order to grease the skids for a media deal that, and there really is no other way to put this, stinks to high heaven. The ACLU got involved. They believe Paramount and CBS disgraced themselves with the decision. They disgraced themselves with the behavior of so-called journalists. And the fact that they even keep hiding behind that, being a journalist, is a laugh for most of us. President Trump's lawsuit was frivolous. Paramount's capitulation was craven. We've never seen more in need of a free and independent press as a check on abuse of powers. Instead, Paramount and CBS have disgraced themselves and betrayed the core values of journalism. That was from an ACLU speech. I agree. We're in need of a free and independent press.
Yeah, independent of the Democrat Party.
Well,
maybe,
that's the whole idea of the lawsuit. You didn't operate as independent press.
Uh-uh.
You operated as a foot soldier, basically, for the Democrat Party.
Let's manipulate voters.
You had to overly edit that whole... And this is just... Look, this is just one thing. Think about the whole... Oh, it's this has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation.
Uh-huh.
How the media people came out and just started yelling that. And it was like social media unplugged the New York Post because they had the breaking story. They knew it was true. They knew the laptop was Hunter Biden's, and yet all these other so-called media outlets that are supposed to be the watchdog of government and all that, that even the ACLU says we need more of it. Yeah, we need more like the New York Post and less like Paramount and CBS. Yeah, they disgrace themselves, not by writing a check, by their behavior, you dodos. Ugh. All right, it is 6:27. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, speaking of the laptop, John Brennan, who signed off on that, saying it was Russian disinformation.
Yeah,
he's on the hot seat. Perjury, it's possible. Details on that and a whole lot more coming up on the Monday edition of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy Monday. We'll make it great. 6:38 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Tragedy, unbelievable. Texas, still the top story. Flash flood kills at least 82, and they're searching for at least 41 people still missing. That will continue. Any kind of updates, of course, we will share with you. Just an awful tragedy. President Trump all over it. Disaster declaration, funding, first responders to get everything that they need. There's been some, you know, some great success stories out of it, but I don't know if it overshadows this huge tragedy. Wish it would, but it's big, and this is something people are going to be thinking about, talking about for some time to come. I mean, because a lot of it involves kids and this whole summer camp, Mystic Camp, and a lot of these kids just getting washed away. It's absolutely, absolutely awful. But we'll look for some silver linings and some positive stories, and maybe some miraculous recoveries are still about to happen. President Donald Trump said he's saddened to watch Elon Musk go completely off the rails. Wow. This was a day after his tech mogul former ally announced the creation of a new political party following their public feud. He had threatened
wow.
this. Yeah, he threatened this, but I guess he's really going to do it.
Hmm.
I'm saddened to watch Elon Musk go completely off the rails, essentially becoming a train wreck over the past 5 weeks. Trump said this in a Sunday Truth Social post, and he said he even wants to start a third political party, despite the fact that they have never succeeded in the U.S. This system seems not designed for them. And there is a lot of truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
Musk announced the launch of the America Party. This happened Saturday after a poll he conducted on X showed 65% of users wanted independence from the uniparty system. Well, yes, you can have all the independence you want. In most things, you'll be on the outside looking in. I mean, for instance, so let's say you get a bunch of senators and Congress folks that are part of this party. What kind of numbers are they going to have?
Right.
Are they going to be able to, you know, form committees and come up with legislation and get it voted on? No.
No.
So right from the get-go, it doesn't make a lot of sense. The idea of a third party, the threat of a third party to keep the other parties at least somewhat honest, I guess, is not a bad idea.
It sounds good.
Yeah, in reality, they generally just interfere with the party that happens to be kind of closest with their ideas.
So then they just basically water down the election, and the people they disagree with more win. So
that's kind of what's that's very much what.
So what have you accomplished? A loss.
Yeah, you want to start that and form some kind of dialogue and get things rolling, and maybe there'll be a grassroots effort. That might be something to look at. But at the end of the day, especially when it comes to the federal positions, it really, if you want to have any impact, it almost behooves you to become one of the two parties. It really is set up that way.
And if you've got great ideas, work within that party to get them leaning the direction you want on the few things that you probably disagree on.
Well, look, you look at the RFK Jr.
Yes.
And how, you know, he has certain ideas, and he promoted and pushed those. The Democrats were not friendly toward him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so smart Republicans realized, you know what? There's some value here. He's not right on everything he says, but he's not afraid to question things.
Right.
And that's what we need more of. Let's question these things. And so he got his way in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Make America healthy again. It's a win-win. So if somebody could come up sort of third party-ish and promote some of these ideas and ideals, if it gets absorbed by one of the parties, that would probably be a good thing. Well, depending on what the idea is.
Sure.
If it's more along the lines of Karl Marx and what he teaches, we already got plenty of that in the Democrat Party.
Yeah, don't need any more.
Yeah. So when Musk announced this thing on Saturday, Trump, of course, couldn't help himself.
He's Trump.
He said, the one thing third parties are good for is a creation of complete and total disruption and chaos. And we have enough of that with the radical left Democrats who have lost their confidence and their minds. Republicans, on the other hand, are a smooth-running machine that just passed the biggest bill of its kind in the history of our country. It is a great bill, but unfortunately for Elon, it eliminates the ridiculous electric vehicle mandate, which would have forced everyone to buy an electric car in a short period of time. I've been strongly opposed to that from the very beginning. People are now allowed to buy whatever they want, gasoline-powered, hybrids, which are doing very well, or new technologies as they come about. No more EV mandate. I have campaigned on this for 2 years, and quite honestly, when Elon gave me his total and unquestioned endorsement, I asked him whether or not he knew that I was going to terminate the EV mandate. It was in every speech I made and in every conversation I had. He said he had no problems with that. He says, I was very surprised. So the president concluded his post by taking another swipe at Musk for bringing commercial astronaut and fellow billionaire Gerald Isaacman into his fold to lead NASA. a very short-lived nomination. It was withdrawn following the discovery of his recent donations to Democrats. So, yeah, the president writes on that a little bit. This feud doesn't seem like it's going to go away anytime soon, and we're kind of saddened by it. But
like we enjoyed the run while it lasted, though.
Yeah, but we did. Like a lot of things, we got to move on. But no, we're not going to move on. We're going to look back. We're going to look back at stuff related to Jeffrey Epstein, and we're going to look back at some things related to John Brennan, the former CIA director. Well, I'm not surprised at possible perjury charge against this guy, because he's a weasel. All right, 6:45 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Try to make Mondays great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the current time, we are approaching 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. All right. Greg, how you doing?
Doing great. Had a nice long weekend and enjoyed the 4th and all that goes with it. So, yeah, it's going to be back.
Yeah, I got to ride through the we have friends in North Georgia and ride up through that. You know, some people get mad. You say mountains. Where you really like in the mountains? I don't know. It's Appalachian Mountains.
They're
it's
mountains.
All part
yeah,
of it.
Sure they are.
I don't know. But it had some curvy, twisty roads that I very much enjoyed. The weather was absolutely awesome and perfect.
Nice.
So, got some riding in. Get used to my new bike, Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Spike, what do you like? So anyway, yeah, it was a good time and got to see a nice fireworks display. It was actually put on by a church, and I was just amazed. It was almost like the bread and loaves thing.
Oh, yeah?
Greg, or fishes and loaves. It's just a little church, and they deal with about 70% of their the folks that go there are like in some form of recovering drugs or alcohol.
Okay.
And so, you know, they just did like fundraisers, and they had like, my understanding was $5,000.
Okay.
That doesn't buy you a lot of fireworks these days.
Oh, no, not at all.
I don't know how they did it, but it went on for 40 minutes, and it wasn't just one go off. It was a display. It was...
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's why I think it's almost like...
Yeah.
It extended. It was much more than they thought. The boxes get full. Put more out.
And then they kept multiplying and growing and getting prettier all the time.
It was neat. But it was a fun time up there. And I needed just a little break from the harsh hot.
Oh, yeah. The mountains will do that for you.
Oh, yeah.
See, we went out on with a bunch of friends. There were like 14 of us. We always, a bunch of us get together every 3rd of July. And then there's an Asian restaurant down 441 towards Micanopy on the right there that overlooks a little lake out back. And if you've been there, you know which one that is. And you get a great view from the back deck there, overlooking the lake, and you see the fireworks that are going on, and they, you know, they reflect over the water. So it's very pretty. It was a beautiful night for it, so it was really nice.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time, and thanks for filling in so I could have an additional day off over the weekend. I know you had a lot of fun with the phones quit working.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Flying blind, you know.
Pretty much.
No instruments, no visual flight.
Rating going on.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had Carl Zalek come by and political cartoonist Jake Fuller, who you know. He came by and hung out for a little while. So, had a good time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. John Brennan. Remember him?
Ooh.
Former CIA director. Yeah, never liked the guy. And he has proven to be a real lefty agenda pusher, frankly. Very partisan. Anyway, he may be exposed to perjury problems after current CIA director John Ratcliffe released an internal review of the agency's Russia hoax materials. Last week, Ratcliffe declassified and public released an internal CIA review of what is known as the, quote, Intelligence Community Assessment, unquote, or simply ICA, of the claims that Russia tried to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. President Donald Trump has trusted me with helping to end weaponization of U.S. intel. Ratcliffe posted this on X when releasing the review. Today's report underscores that the 2016 IC assessment was conducted through an atypical and corrupt process under the politically charged environments of former Director Brennan and former Director Comey.
Boy, just
former FBI director,
just a list of your favorite people there.
Yep. For years, Republicans and Trump allies have claimed that the CIA from 2016, when Brennan led them, was flawed because its findings were based in part on a highly political, the highly political Christopher Steele dossier. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
The Steele dossier, which was funded by Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign, was filled with blatant misinformation and inaccuracies, like the false claims of P-tapes, as they referred to, about Trump.
Right.
The Clinton campaign and Democrat National Committee later paid a combined six-figure fine to settle an FEC investigation into whether or not it properly reported the payments through Perkins Coal, the law firm, and Fusion GPS to create the Steele dossier. So, yeah, basically, you've got career folks at the CIA. You've got people like John Brennan that was running the CIA. And apparently, when he was, you know, under oath since and around that time, it looks like there are documentation and things that put him on the hot seat when it comes to possible perjury issues.
Are we? This is one of those not shocked moments, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, just knowing who he is.
Yeah. With the revelation here that Brennan testified to Congress under oath to this effect, in addition to apparently lying to the media, this could open legal doors from the Justice Department officials should they choose to pursue the matter. Well, I get it. Some people are like, oh, man, looking backward. Look, the guy's a bozo. We get it now. But if you never punish these people and they act like they're drunk with power, they act like they don't have to answer to anybody, they literally have gotten away with it. What did he get? Didn't he get a little part-time gig on MSNBC or one of those?
Well, shocking. Again.
And yeah. And it's just it's disgusting, basically. Mm-hmm. And need to start being some perp walks. These guys weaken the fabric of what America is. And if it's not treasonous, it's got to be in the same family. It's got to be the cousin to treason because they're hurting our nation.
I think it walks like a duck, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not Affleck.
No, it's not.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Oh, what else do we have? Oh, Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, this one's kind of irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he really did commit suicide. Oh, and you ready for this one? Seriously, you ready? According to a new report, and I'll share the a little bit more coming up next hour, but there's no evidence of any client list. Did you hear me? They're saying now there is no client list.
Wow.
Yeah. Which only makes people like me believe, holy cow, who was on that list? Much more to come on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.